Well, good Monday morning, church. It is good to be with you again. And we sure did have an enjoyable time in church yesterday. And for those of you that aren't able to meet with us physically in the church, I think of Sharon and Judy and Miss Juanita. We certainly do miss you and hope that you are listening in on either Zoom or on the church's Facebook page. Well, today we're going to be reading Psalm 62. Again, God's saving word is prayer. And in today's psalm, it begins with the writer expressing complete trust in God, even when experiencing adversity. The writer warns against depending on violence and riches, and affirms that salvation is dependent on God alone. So let's look at Psalm 62, confidence in God's protection. So here we go. I wait patiently for God to save me. I depend on Him alone. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. How much longer will all of you attack someone who is no stronger than a broken down fence? You only want to bring him down from his place of honor. You take pleasure in lies. You speak words of blessing, but in your heart you curse him. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell him all your troubles, for he is our refuge. Human beings are all like a puff of breath. Great and small alike are worthless. Put them on the scales, and they weigh nothing. They are lighter than a mere breath. Don't put your trust in violence. Don't hope to gain anything by robbery. Even if your riches increase, don't depend on them. More than once, I have heard God say that power belongs to Him, and that His love is constant. You yourself, O Lord, reward everyone according to their deeds. And today's key verse is Psalm 62, verse 5. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in Him. You know, in this psalm, the writer refers to God as a defender, a protector, a shelter, a refuge. What are your thoughts about these images of God? The writer tells us in verse 8 to tell God all our troubles. What might you need to tell God today? Let us pray. Lord God, you are my defender, protector, shelter, and refuge. I depend on you alone, O God, and I place my hope and trust in you. When I am in troubled and burdened with worry, I can turn to you, gracious God, trusting in your care and constant love. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us on this beautiful Monday morning. And again, keep your eyes open for the answer to those prayers that you've been sending up, because our God is a faithful God, and He answers the prayers of His children. God bless you, and we will see you tomorrow.